Kim Neary grew up in the Philippines. At 16, she and her mother moved to Lewiston, Idaho. Her sunny outlook on life helped her through the transition, as did her teacher, Charity Eglin. They spoke to each other from their computers for today's StoryCorps Northwest about being a minority in a predominantly white town.
I wanted to talk about what it's been like for you to be a minority in Lewiston, Idaho.
I don't have it as bad as the things I've read online. It's not saying that what I went through was good or acceptable. Mm-hmm. In my art class in junior year, a kid who sat next to me asked me if it was true that I ate dogs. Yeah, oh. And then I was so surprised, but I was a witty child, and I still am. So I said, no, I don't eat dogs, only cats. There's a lot of things people say about Americans, but I don't say it to their face. I think the worst thing I've experienced in high school or in Lewiston was when people threw food at my car, but I don't know if that was race-driven or it was just because I drove past them. So,
well, yeah, because didn't that happen more than once?
Well, I noticed it happened once, but I don't know what they did when I wasn't there. I didn't even think about it in depth until that story about that girl getting food thrown at her car came out.
She had, wasn't it, the rope was tied to her car, and they were, that was so messed up. Messed up stuff. So they threw stuff at you or at your car. I remember you didn't really think anything of it, and you told us about it in class, and you were just like, that's no big deal. And everyone else said, yes, it is. And you know what's amazing, though, Kim, is that that's how you take it, where you're just like, that's nothing, you know, you're just so confident. Like, when I think about everything that you were facing in the last couple of years, to me, you seem so brave.
Thank you.
What are your plans now that you've graduated from high school?
I've been admitted to the University of Idaho.
What are you going to study?
I'm majoring in political science with a minor in broadcasting. I'm thankful that I got to live in such a beautiful town as Lewiston, and I got to meet such great people. And thank you, Mrs. Eglin, for everything. When I first met you, you were already so open to helping me. And thank you for giving me like the outlet to express myself and helping me with other stuff I needed help with.
I want to thank you. And I've just never known anyone like you. And it's just been so cool. Like, I just love that you chose to be in my classroom.
That was Charity Eglin and her former student Kim Neary in today's StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Inovia Foundation. Hear this and other stories at nwpb.org.